Okay, so from Stephen Thomas, we've got Trouble on Track 3.
Trouble on Track 3? Ooh, my goodness.
That's wide open for interpretation, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes. But, and bear with me here, it does feel a little train industry-like.
Yeah.
Whereas you might have, you don't really call them tracks. Like you don't really discuss them as what track one, track two, and track three, unless you are an inside sort of person who knows the train systems very, very well, right?
I don't know, because I'm not one. Maybe.
Yeah, well, I mean, have you ever gone, oh, I think there should be a train coming down track three at any point? We are laymen, and I don't think so.
No, I don't think I've ever said exactly that. Or even just the first ones that were the point. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, so my interpretation of this is that therefore this is someone who works on the trains or works on the trains in an industrial capacity rather than a passenger.
Well, because Trouble on Track 3, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
3. That is clearly a quote from someone in the... Well, what is the modern equivalent of the old... you know that old building they used to have in fictional representations of train lines where there would be a man standing in front of just an array of giant levers with, like, red tops?
Oh! You know what I mean? It's like a track switchboard.
The signal house.
The signal box?
Yeah.
I bet that's what it is.
Yeah.
The whole film is set inside that building.
Oh my goodness.
And it begins with someone, I'm thinking a London person, let's go with John Boyega, coming in, bursting through the door, talking to Jodie Whittaker and going, "There's trouble on track 3!" And then we cut to credits. Not the end credits.
No, I think you've got it.
That's a very short film.
Well, it's a normal length film, but there's a lot of credits because it's all crowdfunded.
But the thing is, what would you use as your pitch for crowdfunding that? You can't even say, oh, you get to see Jodie Whittaker and John Boyega in a film. They've already been in a film together. They were in... Attack the Block.
Yeah, well, no, what? No.
Was Jodie Whittaker in Attack the Block?
Yeah, they were both in Attack the Block.
Wow.
They played the main people in Attack the Block.
They did, sorry.
I have not seen Attack the Block.
You're
not? Oh, no, and I just guessed Jodie Whittaker and got the two people from Attack the Block. That's so weird. But
no, I think this would take off. I think the pitch is... We've had a really stupid idea. It's called this. It's literally just a film where he comes in and shouts it at Jodie Whittaker, and that's the film. I reckon people are putting a bit of dosh for that.
Yeah, okay. Only
we need to get that many people all putting in $1.
Yeah. And they get to vote
to
which
afford
track
John Boyega and Jodie Whittaker.
They get to vote which track the trouble's on.
But hang on. I mean, I feel like that would cause a lot of consternation in the ranks, wouldn't it? Because, I mean, I know a vote's a vote and you go with the majority, but if everybody's paid into the thing and then you know, they for a lot of them, the track they didn't vote for would win, and they might get angry.
don't deconstruct our business model, Dave.
Sorry.
we just say, right, we want to make a film that is feature length, but it's only got one 10-second scene at max, so it could be 5 to 10 second scene, and then we cut to credits. You'll all be in the credits. You'll all have a stake in this.
We'll all credit you with a job. You can put this on your CV.
What if we let them all actually appear in the credits? Like, literally, there's not like credits that go up. Everyone comes on screen and says their name.
As a conga line.
Yes! Wait a minute! Why aren't real credits
That's
done like that? That'd be amazing.
Oh my god! The one day where you get the entire production staff conga lining at the end. That would make Marvel movies so much easier to sit through the credits for.
Yes! And then, imagine if it was like, you know, it's like a Marvel movie and all of the people conga along. And then the last people in the conga line are like Iron Man and Captain America. And when they get to the middle of the screen, they break off from the conga line, do their mid-credits scene, and then the conga line starts again.
because there is precedent for the entire cast of a film doing even the bad guys doing a big dance party at the end of a film over the credits, right? There's sort of like I remember seeing films where everyone who was on screen in that film was at the end dancing around and having a great time.
I think so. I can't right now think what, but yes, I believe so.
So it wouldn't be out of this world to have them, the whole production staff conga line across the screen.
You all get executive producer roles, basically, so you can put it on your CV. It's a great thing to have.
What a great scam for millennials to do. We just get one person to who's like, who can carry a production. Then we all crowdfund something for very little, and then we've all got credits on a film.
Yeah.
Oh, so out of John Boyega and Jodie Whittaker, who are you saying is the one person that can carry a production?
Oh no, I don't mean I meant like a producer
run a production
of some kind.
Yeah.
Someone
right,
you, yeah.
I do mean, yeah. See, the reason I perhaps thought of that is because I'm imagining that part of the the two biggest donors would get to be at the front and back of the conga line.
Mm.
And because John Boyega and Jodie Whittaker are the first and last members of the conga line, so they get to conga with them.
Everyone gets to conga.
Oh man, that's a incredibly terrifying business model for crowdfunding. Only the highest bidder gets to get the front and back spaces on the conga line.
Somebody has to.
Yeah, but like that's a bidding war right there, isn't it?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's highly immoral. It's great.
Take that to the bank. That's not even immoral. It's like a VIP meet and greet ticket or something, isn't it? It's like, hey, if you are the highest bidder, then you win a thing. That's normal.
Sort of.
Dave, want to make a movie. Out of this.
Oh,
I want to make art.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I forgot that we're in any way supposed to be even pitching a film.
Also, Dave, you seem to have done a moral kind of switch here, where you, at first you were worrying that people weren't going to get their way because they weren't going to get a vote.
Yeah, but then you talked me out from that. You talked me around.
But now... If you don't get the highest or lowest, you try to bid for the highest, you bid your life savings and then someone pips you. You still, because it's crowdfunding, you still have to pay that high amount. You just only get a spot in the conga line.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Most people only get a spot in the conga line. That's like the lottery, man. That's
the $1 donors only get a spot in the conga line. Same as the people who bid.
All right. Okay, how about this? The highest bidders do get to do the front and the back of the conga line, because someone has to.
Yeah.
But then at the end, both John Boyega and Jodie Whittaker run all the way up and down the line, high-fiving all the way along.
Yeah,
how's
absolutely.
That?
I agree.
How is that?
And
unless you've paid a bit more, in which case they give you a little tickle.
And that's rank two of the backers' rewards. A little tickle from John Boyega.
Come on, you'd pay.
I would. And I also think we've just found the name of the deleted scenes this is going into. A little tickle from John Boyega.
Tickled by John Boyega.
A little tickle from John Boyega.
Oh, wow.
And what's ideal is that that's a train movie in more than one respect.
Well, we're off to a good something. I wouldn't go as far as to say start something. We're off to a good preamble.
Okay, so we've got one from Ross_Originals, and that is, The Last Ghost Train.
Whoa.
Ooh. Man. So, ghost trains. Are they the same? I don't know if you guys know the lore on ghost trains. I don't. But I assume they're a little the same as ghost ships, right?
Yeah.
Are they trains full of ghosts? Or are they just trains that don't have anyone on that they just send back to the station?
Ooh.
That's a very good question, isn't it?
Well,
I happen to know that the last ghost train aired on the 31st of August, 1991. and that, of course, was where the real Ghostbusters was first shown in the UK. Sorry!
Is that already a title, then?
Is that a real thing?
Oh, God, you're young, aren't you? Yeah, never mind. Ghost Train was what used to be on... It used to be on ITV.
When
Going Live was on. This was just pre Live and Kicking. I don't remember that. Never mind.
Remember Live and Kicking.
Live and Kicking was like very early for me and Tom, I think. So they are sort of urban legends.
Mm. Are they? I've never thought about it before. I just think of a ghost train as the name of the kind of ride, you know, in a theme park, the ghost train ride.
Oh,
yes.
No, yeah.
They're urban legends in which. Usually, if there's been an accident or there's a stretch of track that's unsafe, deemed unsafe, and therefore there's an accident on it, they shut down that stretch of track without actually... It becomes an abandoned stretch of track and they just build a more safe one. And then the people say they see the ghost train on the abandoned railroad track.
Cool. I like the trains, which, you know, we think of as sort of a part of modern life. Have been around for so long that people think there are ghosts of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, definitely after Thomas the Tank Engine, you'd think that there were definitely ghosts of them.
Oh, yeah. Terrifying. I mean, Thomas the Tank Engine is full of those references to the weird duality of those being machines that people can take apart and also living beings and have souls and personalities.
Right, yeah. Do you remember that one? Do you remember that one that was like, Thomas was on his way to the afterlife? Creep, creep, went Thomas collecting the souls.
Yeah, there's a regular track from... Where was it? Where did they live in
the island, Sodor. The island of Sodor.
Sodor.
We'll come back to that later.
Don't snatch us from our lives, said the passengers. We have long lives ahead of us. We had so much planned. I don't care, said Thomas, rolling along.
Opening
rolling
his gaping
rolling
rolling
along down the tunnel.
And swallowing
into the
them
fiery
all.
Gates of hell. So that whole thing of having a closed line that's not used anymore.
Yeah, an abandoned
I think
railway.
Is a pretty cool idea. Yeah. I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're pitching films. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm thinking this is kind of for me anyway. When you said that, I immediately got sort of Spielberg, Stranger Thingsy vibes.
Yeah,
from it.
I'm getting that, but also so it's, I'm getting sort of railway children, Stranger Things, meet Stranger Things, with Nick Cage as an exorcist who's going around getting rid of ghost trains as a bad guy.
Oh my god.
Whoa, yeah.
So we get the kids from Stranger Things, right?
Because they're the only child actors we know. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think one, probably a sister of theirs goes disappearing near the tracks.
Disappearing. Do you want to join
goes
me?
Goes disappeared near the tracks. That's right.
Yeah.
The police are out to find her or whatever. They just sort of give up after a bit.
As they do, yeah. In these films.
Yeah, yeah. There's a whole thing with the parents and the police. They're all annoyed at the police and the kids are trying to find, and they've heard the tale of this ghost train that's on a track in the woods that's not been used for centuries, and When was a train invented?
I think you're all right. It was a couple of years, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a few hundred years. The old West. The old West is when, trains were sort of started.
And so, rocking up into town is Nicolas Cage, train exorcist.
I think he's just an exorcist, but he's... I think definitely there's that rumour of the ghost train that takes people's souls as well when they walk through this tunnel. There's a tunnel that you go through, and this sister of theirs has been bullied at school, and she goes and she hides in the tunnel or something like that on the way. She's on her way back from school to avoid the bully. She goes into the tunnel, and then everyone, you know, goes, "Oh, she must have been taken by the ghost train." The police give up looking for her.
That's what the police say at a press conference, and that the parents aren't having it.
She probably got on a ghost train. And
I mean, the police, it's like in... do they do this in Stranger Things? Where the police basically say, oh, he's probably dead.
Yeah. Do they? Like, I'm thinking the chief of police, played by David Harbour, from Stranger Things, is just like... Yeah, we can't find Samantha, so we're under the assumption that she has been taken by the ghost train. Any questions? And then all the parents are like, "What the fuck? The ghost train doesn't exist." It's like, you can't prove that it doesn't exist. We can't prove that it exists.
But to aid us in the investigation, we've invited famous.
Train
doing a tour in the local theatres. We've got this famous exorcist, Nicolas Cage.
it's just Nicolas Cage. He's around in the 80s.
That to me seems reasonable, because, you know, why would an exorcist be limited to just human ghosts, right? They should be able to exorcise ghosts, demons, like ghosts of animals. You know, if it was the ghost of a wolf or something, I'm sure they would exercise that. So why not the ghost of a train? I think this is perfectly reasonable.
Yeah, I'd say so. And that's what happens. And we discover somehow that, oh, maybe the kids are looking around the tracks. And of course they go immediately to the tunnel. Mm-hmm. And Samantha appears to them. And says, you know, as a ghost, she says, I'm not dead. I'm just on the ghost train.
Oh, I thought that was what she said. She appears to them and says, as a ghost. I think you're approaching this investigation wrong.
speaking as a ghost,
yeah.
With the insight that gives me.
Here I am.
But yeah, there's a scene that's just come to mind of Nicolas Cage is walking along the train tracks with the kids, and they come to this tunnel, and did I say Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I keep thinking of David Cage, so yeah, Nicolas Cage goes up to these, he's just walking down the tracks with these kids, and then he comes to the tunnel and goes, "Hold on, this is the source of the ghost train." And then he takes out his whistle and blows, because he used to be a train conductor. So he blows his whistle and goes, and then you just hear through this tunnel, you go, boop, boop, as this train comes chugging out. It's near the end. And then he throws holy water on the tracks.
So he has the equivalent of a dog whistle. Or a duck call, but for ghosts. He has a ghost
for ghost
whistle.
Trains specifically.
So Tom, it sounds like you're painting David Cage again. It sounds like you're painting Nick Cage as the good guy here.
Yeah.
The last ghost train. You kind of, with it being the last one.
Yeah.
You want him to be the bad guy. The ghost
he's
train.
He's murdering
is the...
ghost trains. Well, that's the thing. You think he's the good guy, but then you learn to sympathize with the last ghost train.
Yeah, but we've got him as the good guy, like, toward near the end. So I think we should backtrack here a little bit and have the kids go ahead of him. He's, like, searching the old abandoned signal box and the old abandoned station trying to, and they think, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And he seems really kind of not aggressive to them, but sort of like he dismisses them completely, dismisses their story. And then Samantha appears to the kids and says, I'm on the ghost train. And he's scared.
So when she appears as a ghost to tell them that she's on the ghost train,
yeah,
is she moving along really fast as a ghost? Going, I'm on the ghost train.
She turns into the ghost. She turns into the ghost train.
I was thinking a sort of astral projection, but right. It could be the fact that they see her going past and she's like, hello.
Yeah, I suppose if they saw her on the ghost train, she wouldn't really have to tell them that she's on it.
So she's like, she turns into a train.
No, she's on the ghost train.
She's riding on it, right, yeah. Okay. I
meant like a cultural wave? Like, oh, I'm getting on the ghost train. I'm on that ghost thing right now.
I felt like she turned into, I don't know why, but I'm getting, for every one of these, I'm getting Thomas the Tank Engine impressions, just sort of like trains with faces on them.
I think this train is played by John Goodman. I'll say that.
Okay, so
wait a minute. Why is the train played by anyone?
because it's a ghost. It is going
to
have.
It has to speak, Dave.
It does have to speak.
It's a ghost. Does it have to speak?
Okay, maybe it doesn't.
Does a ghost train have to speak?
Okay, you know what, Dave?
I hadn't assumed that.
I'll compromise. No, okay. It doesn't have to speak, but John Goodman is making is doing all the timings for the whistles and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, look.
He's driving it.
I'm not saying the train shouldn't speak, especially if we've got John Goodman signed on. It's just that this is the first time hearing of the idea of a train having to have a voice at all. Ghost or nay.
Okay, he's the conductor or the driver.
Yeah, he can lean out of the front and go like, whoa, I'm a ghost. That's how both ghosts and John Goodman talk.
Get on board the amazing ghost train here. Off we go. So it's like the I don't know, the something express, right? Before it became a ghost, what would it have been called?
The Ghost Express.
Well, no, before it became a ghost, it was just a train.
Yeah, but you call it... You gotta give
it a name.
Well, what names do trains have?
The Spectral Express.
No, that would be a ghost. You wouldn't call it the Spectral Express and then be like, oh, it died and became a ghost.
It was incredibly foreshadowing, Dave.
Did the train die and become a ghost? Is that what happened?
We don't know how ghost trains are made.
I reckon, okay, here's the thing. The reason the police are trying to just say, oh, we just assume that the ghost train took it away, is because a long time ago there was some like dirty dealings around that area and they caved in the tunnel with the train inside to try to hide it.
Henry was misbehaving, so they bricked him up.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, someone had been murdered on the train by the son of the police chief. Not whatever his name is.
David Harbour.
Not David Harbour, but, like, his predecessor. Or even, actually, it could be that David Harbour is the son. And that they were playing in the tunnel. He accidentally killed his friend. They, like, pushed him onto the electric line or whatever. And then, the police chief, his dad, covered it up. By bricking this train up in the thing.
So there's a murder mystery involved in this as well.
I also have an idea, and I don't know if this can be meshed into the idea you just had. I'm going to tell you it. Let's find out if it can. Mm. My idea is this: that at the train making factory, right, there was a terrible accident, and everyone died. So there's a ghost train factory. And everyone just, like, abandoned the factory, right? No, wait. Everyone abandoned the factory and thought, like, we don't go in there anymore. It's all haunted. There's all the people who died because of the terrible accident.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to the populace, the ghosts were making a train because they don't know they're ghosts. they're just getting on with their lives. And one day...
This also works.
One day, they just let this train out. They're just like, we finished the train, so off it goes. They've got a train conductor. That's John Goodman. They've got train, whoever else you need, like the stoker, stokes the fire with ghost coal. And this whole ghost train just goes out and into the and it goes off on this track that no longer exists, but yeah. It is the track that they were going to send a train out on.
It's what the little town was known for, building trains, and like the old train factory's been shut down for years.
And so, this kid that died potentially could have been like the scion of the train, the factory owner.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I was thinking that like this kid would be Ghost John Goodman now.
Right. Yeah.
Like he would be
like in
the
Jumanji.
The kid that died would have been manning this ghost train ever since it happened.
What about this? What about if you get taken away on the ghost train, you get to be the driver of the ghost train.
Mm.
So John Goodman is the previous person who was taken away on the ghost train like this girl, and now he loves it, so he doesn't want to lose his position. So it's this girl versus Ghost John Goodman for vying for power on the ghost train.
So again, how does Nick Cage come into this?
Well my idea was that
well, I was just saying that logically the conclusion of that, and I know that I've now completely trampled on all the other previous ideas, so we'll step back from any of this if you like, but logically, John Goodman is now trying to return the girl to life. You know, he's going to end up on the side of the people who want her back.
Yeah.
And so now I've tied myself up entirely in that, because now, how is that an antagonist unless the girl is like, wait a minute, this is amazing. I want to be the captain of the ghost train. my ambition is now not to come back to life, but in fact to be the pilot of the ghost train. She's got better ideas for the ghost train. It's gonna fly under her watch.
See, I think the stone in your narrative shoe here, Dave, is having to think of John Goodman as an antagonist.
Yeah.
If you make Nick Cage the antagonist and it's about this murder, then Nick Cage is going to ruin the only lead these kids now have to discovering the key to the murder. By exercising this ghost, he'll get rid of the only... Firstly, he's going to get rid of their sister, and secondly, he's going to end up covering up the truth. John Goodman could definitely be a sort of advisory role figure who's trying to get... He's trying to hold on to his position so that Samantha, the little girl who's on the ghost train, doesn't end up where he is.
You know, this has raised a question for me that I don't think I've ever seen addressed in other exorcism fiction, which is, if you exorcise... So let's say there's a possession, right? And along comes an exorcist and he exorcises the demon or ghost or whatever it is, right? We just sort of think of it as gone now, or in hell, or something like gone.
Yeah.
Gone from our realm. Introduce a train to this. Suddenly, we are exercising something so hefty, so big, that I feel as if I want to know exactly where it's going. If you exercise a train from the mortal realm, then not only the train, but all the ghosts on the train are all now... still on a train, barreling along somewhere else. But where? Can for example, what if a person was to hitchhike on this train? Not hitchhike, like hitch a lift, like jump onto the train just as it was being exercised. Would they be transported to like hell?
Or train
to
hell.
A ghost dimension? Or space? Like where does the train... Train hell? Oh no.
Train what hell, yeah.
Listen, let me tell you about train
where
there, hell.
Where there's constantly hooligans on the line.
Hooligans on the line.
And leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no. Let me tell you about
hooligans
train
made
hell.
Of leaves.
Me and Abby were on a train once. That's my wife, listeners. And it was the night. I don't know why we were on a train in the night. That's a weird thing to do. It's not the sort of thing I would consent to, but apparently we were because it was pitch black outside. And
sure you weren't in a tunnel?
Oh, that's right. No, but this is the thing. The train stopped and we weren't in a tunnel. We were outside, but it was still pitch black outside. No lights. There was nothing for miles around. We were in a bit of countryside with no... Like, I can't tell you anything about the surroundings because there were no landmarks that were lit in any way.
Oh, man.
No houses, presumably with lights on, no street lights, nothing. And what it turned out had happened was that a cow had gone to cross the line, or was just hanging out on the line, and it got its hoof, or whatever a cow has for a foot, stuck in the, like, under the line, or between the slats.
Oh, man.
And so we couldn't move the train until the cow was gone.
Oh.
And the cow could not be removed. And I was thinking, like, what if we all get out and help? Like, we can get, all of us together can get a little cow's hoof. Is it a hoof that a cow has?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. We can work together and slip that out from between the slats. But we were quickly informed. I don't know if this was from the driver or the staff or whether it just filtered down to us somehow, but or someone figured it out. But basically, you can't do that because we would be doing that clumsily and we might break the leg of the cow. And I was saying to myself, okay, yeah, cow shouldn't have... The cow is already kind of probably going to be
pseudo-injured,
without a leg
soon.
Yeah.
Well, no, it turns out that you can't do that because, of course, that would be damaging the property, the expensive property of a farmer. So the only thing you can do is wait for the farmer to just be there, to just happen to be there. They have to find out who the farmer is, or summon him somehow, or like figure out where he lives.
say his true name three times.
Yeah. The farmer has to show up, and the farmer has to get this cow out of the way. And we got out in something like an hour's time. But in that time, we were just sat there like, it's sweltering hot because it's summer. There's no air conditioning or anything. We can't see. We're in the middle of what might be, like, I don't know where. And we had somewhere to go. We were going to miss our connections. We were late. We didn't know what was going to happen. And we were trapped. And
man,
it was just this really bad situation. Now, that is train hell. I'm sure you're agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially not being able to see out. Like, imagine a train standing still with no... view is the opposite of what you do trains for.
Yes, exactly.
Exact opposite of what a train is for is moving through nice views.
Yep. Mm.
Also, train hell, I think, should be one where the tracks just get further and further apart. So it's sort of stretched.
You're right. See,
tortured.
Our train hell was about the passengers, but it should be a hell for trains. In which case, that's exactly it.
And of course, there are hooligans made of leaves on the line at all times.
Yes, I don't know where have you heard of the idea of hooligans on the line from?
Well, I think it was when I was coming back from Edinburgh this year. I was like, oh shit, because I had work at like 5 and I set off at 11. Uh-oh. And I was like, right, I think I've got like 2 hours worth of delays for being. If I'm going to be late, it's going to be like 2 hours of delays.
And that's risky,
so...
because famously hooligans delay for just over 2 hours.
Yeah, I know. And they said, oh, I think there was a thing of someone on the line. I think they use the term hooligans. It just made me laugh. I was like, what? Why?
Well, someone explained to me at length why, explain it here, but someone explained to me at length the chemical reasons why leaves on the line are a really bad thing.
Oh.
Apparently they molecularly fuse with the line. There's something in the leaves that when they get flattened over by a train, it like fuses with the line and it makes the train derail.
Stop building lines near trees.
Yeah.
And foliage. Then. Yeah. Stupid train people.
Or have a little... To be honest, I don't really see why they don't have this. A little box that's in front of the train that's just hoovering up leaves.
Oh my god, that's going to be the most powerful vacuum.
Well,
just to do it in the space of a split second.
I suppose so, but I'm sort of thinking along the lines of a snowplow, but a leaves plow, you know?
Leaves plow.
A leaves
plow. Yeah. So how does the last ghost train end?
Oh yeah.
I think they are about to have the ghost train, because the ghost train's been trapped in this tunnel, just going basically in one end of the tunnel and then out the other, and it just appears at the start of this tunnel again, because the tunnel's, it's been bricked in, remember? Been bricked into this tunnel.
Uh-huh.
They're about to set it out on its maiden voyage across Not the main voyage, but the first voyage it's had, travel it's had in a long time, because that's the way they're finally going to free their sister for some reason. They're going to, in doing so, they've got to unbrick the tunnel. But of course, Nick Cage and that lot and the police have a vested interest in getting in there and getting rid of the ghost before they can do that. It all comes to a head as they're trying to unbrick this tunnel, and the police are surrounding them on the outside as Nick Cage is trying to get in. And then
I think that they actually released that real train that was bricked in. And okay. Nick Cage, thinking it's a ghost, stands in front of it. defiantly throwing holy water as it's chugging along towards him.
Holding a cross out in front of him.
Yeah. And he just gets ploughed down.
By a real train.
By a real train.
As a distraction, as they send the ghost train out the other end.
even though a ghost train could pass through the real train and the wall and Nick Cage completely harmlessly.
No, but this is the real one.
So the reason that Cage is not worried is because he thinks he's standing in the line because he thinks he's like, okay, this is the best thing to be honest.
I just love this image of Nick Cage stood in full sort of, what is it, Magician's Apprentice gear with his long trench coat and cross stood up towards his train as through the tunnel we just hear this woo woo and then a light coming towards him.
No, it'd be more like woo. Oh no, because this is the real
train. It's a real train. It's going woo.
That's where we get the scene where he blows his little ghost train calling whistle and then he goes whee whee and then from inside you hear whoo whoo and then just
the power of Christ compels you and then cuts to the side as the train just mows him down.
Millie Bobby Brown going like saluting as it just like.
She's got a little conductor's hat on.
She's leaning out the side of the thing. She's learned to drive a train over the course of the Goonies-esque adventure into this tunnel and the ghost realm.
Yes. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, that was the last ghost train.
And from Connor Lavelle, we've got The Little Engine That Cognito Ergo Sum.
Okay.
That I reckon we could have worked with.
We could have worked with that.
Making a documenting the process by which a train becomes a Thomas by becoming self-aware.
Becomes a Thomas.
I don't know what their collective name is. What's the distinction between a train and a self-aware train?
Well, this is the first time that distinction has ever been drawn, so it hasn't really been covered, I don't think.
Yeah, there's no in I don't know if in the Thomas the Tank Engine universe there are non-self-aware trains.
They're not a separate species of train, no. I don't think there are non-self-aware vehicles in that universe, or at least on that island.
It's fascinating to think of the ramifications of that.
Yeah. It is.
imagine what Thomas the Tank Engine, because you imagine that all the technology's there, so someone could make one. Imagine what Thomas the Tank Engine would think confronted with a non-self-aware train.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like us talking to a person with no face.
Who was operated. It'd be like us talking to a robot with no face.
Yeah.
It'd just be like Uncanny Valley, I reckon. He'd be a little unsettled by it.
Yeah. So, But like a fleshy robot with no face. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. It's not very nice.
And
nice
on that thought. Note, let's get on with the main pitch.
Okay. Singing.
Are you saying this because Whitby is where they went in the film Summer Holiday? I can't remember where they went.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Is it?
Oh, that's nice.
There's Whitby in it. Don't check, just believe me.
In which they drive across continental Europe. Intending to reach the south of France. However, their eventual destination is Athens, Greece.
Wait, where do they start out from if they're driving across Europe to end up in France?
They play bus mechanics. They're all bus mechanics at the huge London Transport bus overhaul works in Aldenham, Hertfordshire.
So they're starting from London, and to get to France, they're driving across all of Europe.
Yep. Intending to reach South France, but they actually end up in Greece for some terrible, some farcical reason, I assume.
I imagine so.
How do they get the bus across the channel?
Yeah, they didn't have the tunnel in those days, did they? Yeah.
Put it on a ferry? I don't know.
Listen,
but this is a double-decker bus.
This entire discussion is just three people who haven't seen a film speculating about the contents of the film.
But here is something I have seen about that film. It was it flopped in the US because it was released 2 days after the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
What's that got to do with
that? Such a weird reason. Such a weird reason for a film to flop.
What's next?
That's it. That's all we've got.
We had 60. I mean,
that's all 100.
We weren't going to go through all of them, obviously. But
no, we weren't going to go through all 100. No, I only picked six out now.
Okay, cool. That's nice. Yeah. We've made something of every single one of those. So
yeah.
That's good.
This feeling that you're feeling, Matt, is the confusion over having completely successfully done a podcast episode. We've got it right. We totally nailed it this time. I don't think we've ever quite done it before.
No, I'm not sure we have. So,
we still need to do the main one.
Yeah, that's true. That could all go to shit.
Hello, just want to say thank you for listening to the Lives of Pitch deleted scenes.
We hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, maybe consider sharing it with your friends on social media, by word of mouth, anywhere really. Maybe put it onto a thumb drive and just throw it at someone. And maybe even reviewing it on wherever you got it. If you find it somewhere on iTunes or Acast or wherever, maybe review it there. 5 stars, thumbs up, give everyone the heads up.
Like I said before, thank you. Cheers.
Right.
Bye.